I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome,
good morning,
Linda.
Mary Charlotte.
Good morning. So health care reform is a theme that we hear about every year, and lots of people get excited, and then something either happens or doesn't. Where are we this year?
Well, of course, that was a big topic on the national agenda, trying to figure out how we're going to address health insurance reform, health care access. We have 48 million Americans who don't have health insurance. 400,000 of them live in New Mexico. So
right.
This is a hot topic. And part of the issue is that the legislature is there are really philosophical, different approaches to this. And we basically have three this session. We have the Health Security Act, which is the single-payer version idea, where you bring everybody in and you have one payer of insurance claims. And then the insurance companies can have the supplemental health insurance. And the
right.
bill that's been proposed by Senator Carlos Cisneros and Representative Bobby Gonzalez, both from Taos, would create a three-year process for determining if we could really make that work in New Mexico. It brings a bunch of people together to research and talk about how this could happen, and then there has to be a report at the end of the first year to the Legislative Finance Committee. So it's one that has a lot of support and a lot of opposition, as you can imagine.
So support from people who need health insurance, opposition from insurance companies.
Yes, yes. The main opposition, obviously, insurance companies. Now, another approach is one that we've seen twice before, and this is a bill being supported by Health Action, which is a consumer health group that's been working on health reform for quite a while. And that's the creation of a health authority, which essentially in the first year would be doing some of the things that the Health Security Act bill would be doing, studying, looking at what would be the best way to do health care in New Mexico. But there would be no agenda there. They would just say, okay, there's this option, and which one should we do? And then the final one is a set of bills from the governor's office, which we have seen before. They've been introduced in the past in various iterations. But bills that would consolidate several of the existing health insurers. The state has a risk management pool and self-insurers, and the public school self-insurers, and the retiree health care self-insurers. So maybe bringing some of those groups together into one entity.
Mm-hmm.
And then mandating that insurance plans spend at least 85% of their premium on direct services. There's a novel thought.
As opposed to administration?
Instead of administration, yeah. So that 85% has to be spent paying providers to take care of people.
Right.
And then mandatory insurance, so that if you lose your health insurance if you change jobs or something and then you have a pre-existing condition, that the insurers have to insure you again, that you can't be pushed out of the insurance system forever. So various bills that will be trying to address this. And, of course, the biggest problem is we have no money.
Right. Well, that is a series of debates that the public is going to be probably weighing in on.
I hope so.
Because it is certainly so important to us. And it is odd, I think, that, you know, out of my paycheck, I have to pay for the governor and all the civil servants of New Mexico and the president of the United States and the entire Senate's health insurance, and then I have to pay all over again for myself.
Well, you're lucky you can even find insurance.
Right.
Well, yes, it's very difficult if you're an individual and you have any kind of pre-existing condition.
Indeed. Linda Siegel is with us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right before the 9 o'clock news on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe with the legislative update. Thanks so much, Linda, for being with us, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.